Okay, Rabosai, we are going to finish up this sugya one way or another. I'm going to try and move a little faster. So the Gemara, again, we're discussing machlokas between the Balei HaTosvos and the Rashba regarding how you understand Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. According to Chacham, as we all know, if you do a malacha, an av malacha, and it's told that you only chayv one. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're chayv twice. The Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what's the nafkamina between an av and it's told? And the Gemara answered, hach to have a mishkan chashiva korle av, hach to have a shalom hayu b'mishkan chashiva lo korle av. If it's in the mishkan and it's chashiv, it's an av. If not, it's not. And that's the difference between an av and a told. But fundamentally, according to Rabbi Eliezer, a told is really the same exact din as the av, and you'll be chayv b'makom Anatolda b'makom ha'av. Okay, good. That's the Gemara. Tos says the Kasha, maybe there's a nafkamina over here. There, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to be masre when you're violating a tolda. We're going to use our paradigmatic tolda. We're going to call that mefarik, cholik. That's our paradigmatic tolda. The av malacha is dash. So when you go ahead and do mefarik, you do cholev. So maybe you have to give hasra in the name of the av, not the name of the tolda. In that sense, an av, you give hasra in the name of the av, and even a tolda, you have to give hasra in the name of the av malacha. Tosa cited a gemara later on, which says, Meshamer, straining, Mishum maimas rinan bay. Do you give hasra Mishum bora? Do you give hasra Mishum araket? And Tosa says that's a raya, that you have to give hasra atolda b'shem ha'av. Tosa gave the answer, no, not necessarily. Suggested two ideas. Number one is, no, you don't have to give a hasra b'shem ha'av. You can give hasra b'shem ha'av, but if you're giving the b'shem ha'av, you better get the right av. If the av is bora, don't say merakit. And that's all the Gemara is telling us over there. And the second answer to Tos, which is the one that we are concerned with, is Tos says, you know what? Maybe indeed, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying, is that when you're doing a tolda, you must give hasra'a b'shem ha'av. And that's what the Gemara means. Hach tahavi b'mishkan chashiva karile av, v'tzarech lahasros b'shem ha'av. And you have to give hasra in the name of the av. So Tosas, we're going to go with that shita. According to Tosas, according to Rabbi Eliezer, even though the tolda is a nuisser and you're chayev achatas for the tolda, nevertheless, hasra must be b'shem ha'av. That is the position of Tosas. And the Rashba disagrees. And the Rashba says, no, that doesn't make any sense. The Rabbi Eliezer. Kevan shehein michulakin lechatos mina avos. Since a tolda is separate and distinct from the av malacha in terms of the carbon chatos, lehischayev ha'im b'makom av, eino badin. It doesn't make sense. She yischayev al tolda ki masra be mishum avdidei. It doesn't make sense that you should be chayev for the tolda when you gave hasra in the name of the av. You should be chayev. You're only going to be chayev for the tolda if you gave hasra in the name of the tolda. Okay, so we have a machlokas between the Rashba and Tosas. According to the Rashba, when you give hasra for the av, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not going to be chayav for the tolda you mentioned because the tolda is a separate issur. So what is the hezber hamachlokas? What are they arguing about? So I wanted to start, let us start with source number 6 and source number 7. These are very, very important mishnayos in Maseches Krisus. And basically, the mishnayos say as follows. Let's take a look at the source 6, the Mishnah Krisus Paragimel Mishnah Beis. Ochal chelev v'chelev behelem echad. If you violate the same exact iser multiple times in one he'elem, a he'elem is a word you need to know, one act of forgetting. So you didn't know chelev was aser, and you ate chelev, and you ate more chelev, and you ate more chelev, you pounded chelev, you ate 100 kazesim of chelev, you have to bring one chatas. Why? Because you forgot one thing. You didn't know there's an iser of chelev, even though you ate it repeatedly. So, for example, just so you know, if I ate chelev, I didn't know chelev was aser. Someone told me then, hey, you know chelev is aser? I said, oh, I didn't know. Thanks so much for telling me. And then 5 minutes later, I forget again and I ate chelev again. Now how many chatos will I have to bring? Two is correct, Benji. Thank you. Two is correct. Then you have to bring two. Why? Because that is shtei he'elamos. It's two forgettings. If it's one forgetting, then you're chayv one. Yafe ma'od. Then the Mishnah says, Ochal chelev v'dam v'noser pilgu behelem echad, chayv al kol achad v'achad. If you violated four different averas. So we'll go with chelev and dam. You ate chelev and you drank dam. Now you chayv two chatos. Why? Because these are, listen to the words, two shemos iser. These are two shemos iser. Listen to these words again. Shemos muchlokim. There's a new shem iser. There's an iser chelev, there's an iser dam. You're going to be chayv twice. That's the Mishnah in Kriyas Perek Yom Mishnah base. Then we have the Mishnah, a couple of Mishnahs later. This is Perek Yom Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah tells us, let's say a person sleeps with Habo al achoso ba'al achos ove ba'al achos imo be'helem echad. He sleeps with all these different relatives. Or Habo al chamesh noshov nidos be'helem echad. A guy's married to five women. And he's got a thing for nidos. So he's both of them when they are specifically nidos. Chamesh nidos. So says the Mishnah, he's chayev al kol achas v'achas. He's chayev five chatos. Now, listen carefully. Is this five different shemos iser? Would you call this shemos muchlakim? No is correct, Vin. It's the same shem iser. The iser is, don't sleep with a nida. But since it's five separate, listen to the words, gufin, five gufin, we call this gufin muchlakim, and the gufin bifurcate into multiple isur. So that if he had relations with the same Isha Nida five times, how many Chatos we have to bring then? Then one. Why? Because that's not Chamesh Gufin. During Chavrusa time, Ving asked me an interesting question. Let's say you ate five units of Chelev from five different cows. How many Chatos would you have to bring? What do you say? Avi Cohen, what do you say?
I think five.
That's what Ving thought too. I disagree. I think one. What's the difference between five units of chelev from five cows and chamesh nidos? Shmuel Bark.
I think with chelev, it's the same idea that you only forgot once. You only didn't know that chelev was also once. And then every time you ate
Same thing with the nidos. You only knew once. You didn't know there's nisa nida. Gavi?
That by nida that he forgot.
No, he didn't forget. He didn't know. But there were five nidos. Yeah.
Chelev isn't something that you can separate into different pieces. It's like water. It's like all in the same, and it's not. But with nido, they're clear, separate, different people.
Okay, that's more or less the idea. I think you're right, Gavi. Very good. But I'm just gonna, you know, I think when it comes to chelev, the iser is not the cow. It's not the cow. It's the basar chelev, and basar chelev is indifferentiated or undifferentiated, whereas nidos, women, these different women are different women. The iser is on the isha, and these are five different ishas. When it comes to chelev, it's not an iser in the cow, it's an iser in the basar chelev, and basar chelev is undifferentiated. Okay, that's the idea. I think, Avi, that's what you're saying. Very good. Excellent. Vayter and Shas. I'm just going to show you the Mishnah in brackets now, because it's, again, just a lot of nuance. But the Mishnah here says that you're not allowed to eat. The Mishnah says, Hashochet chamisha zvachim bachutz. If you shecht karbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash, how many you chayv? Are you chayv once or you chayv five? He says, I'm not sure about that, but I'll tell you this. If you ate mizevach echad bechamisha tamchuyin, if you ate karbanos bachutz, which you're not allowed to do, but you ate them in different dishes, in different ways, one you boiled, and one you roasted, and one you barbecued, and one you cooked in this way, chamesh tamchuyin, you chayv al kol achas v'achas. That's very interesting, and we'll come back perhaps to that in a second. But the core I want you to understand is the difference between gufin muchlakin, that's chamesh nidos, and shemos muchlakin. And with that background, we are ready to crunch the sugya. So one last Mari Makam. We're going to do 10 and 11. Then we're back to 9. Sorry, we're going to do 11 and 12. Then back to 9 and 10. And we'll be good to go. Look at the Gemara, please, on Daf Kuf Lamed Chesem and Aleph. I don't know if you got here yet, but if you didn't, that's more than okay. We'll do it together. Kuf Lamed Chesem and Aleph. So the Gemara here has this discussion about Mishamer. What is the Isser of Mishamer? What Mishamer is a Tolda, and the Gemara says, I actually gave it to you. I don't know why I gave you the whole Gemara, but I gave you the whole Gemara 11. Look at your sheet 11. You don't have to open up. Mishamer mishumai masrinan be. What is the hasra? Rabba says mishum borer. Rabbi Zera amar mishum merakeh. And if machokas borer merakeh. Now look at 12. Tosis rid. Says the Tosis rid. Mishumai masrinan be. What is the hasra? And he says as follows. Watch this. Perish. Kevan dehavara lechalek yatsis ki iluk siv lav akol milacha umalacha dami fahavale kamo lavin dechela vedam shehin chalukin zemize vitzarech lahasros ala chelev mishum chelev ve'ala dam mishum dam ve'kach akol milacha umalacha. Very important Tosis Rid. Did anyone understand what the Tosis Rid said? Kevan dehavara lechalek yatsis. Start with that. What does that mean? Kevan dehavara lechalek yatsis. Shmuel Barg, look right at me and unmute yourself.
I'm here, Rob.
Good. Kevan de havara lechalek yatsis. Do you remember what that means?
Kind of, not perfectly.
Shmuel Barg, let's do some chazara. Shmuel Barg, how many malachos are specifically mentioned in the Torah HaKadosh?
None.
Excuse me?
One. I said one.
Oh, you said one. Good. It's really two, but let's go with one. It's really two, but I'm going to stick with one, okay? The second one is the Isser of Hotzah. That's mentioned also, but let's focus on the other one. What's the other one that I'm concerned about, Shmuel Barg?
Havara.
Right, Havara. Do you remember the Pasuk, Shmuel Barg?
Lo Sevaru Eish.
Excellent. Lo Sevaru Eish. B'chol moshvo sechem b'yom ha-shabbat. Do you remember what parsha that's in, Shmuel Barg?
No.
Parshas Vayakel. Vayakel. Okay? So the Torah goes out of its way, even though all the other malachas are learned out from the Mishkan, the Torah goes out of its way to tell me Havara's a... not to do Havara on Shabbos. And the question is why? Why did Torah do that? So the Gemara has two possibilities. One is Havara Lilav Yatsis. That Havara is a Lota Ase, it's not a Malacha. And that's why the Torah identified it uniquely, because it's not a Malacha. And therefore it's not part of Mishkan, it's a separate Isser called a Lav. The other possibility, that's our focus, is Havara Lechalek Yatsis. It was taken out, Lechalek. What does that mean, Shmuel Barg?
Differentiate between the different malachos.
Excellent. It is just like the Torah went out of its way to write the pasuk Lo Sevaru to tell you that there is an Isser of Havara as a separate and distinct Isser. That now becomes a model for every one of the other malachos. And it's as if the Torah said, don't do Borer, don't do Tochen, don't do Bishul. Yafeh. So now if I'm going to ask you, here's my question. Why is it? What's the din? What's the din? If I do Borer and Bishul, and I don't know it's Shabbos, I think it's Sunday, I did Borer and Bishul, how many karbanos do I have to bring? Avi, two. Avi Cohen, unmute yourself. Shmuel, mute yourself. Avi, why do I have to bring two karbanos? Why?
It's one for each. It's one for each.
I understand. Now I'm asking you a little further. Is it analogous to chelev and dam, or is it analogous to boel shnei midos?
It's to avos and dam, because by the chelev you only bring one karbon, but here you bring two.
So is it analogous to boel chamesh midos, or to chelev and dam?
To boel and dam.
Chelev and dam. Why?
Why makes two separate things?
What do you mean by that? Talk like a Lamdan, please. You're talking like an Amma Aretz.
Regarding the Nidos, it's all considered one punishment for the Isser on her. Right? But here, you're violating two Malachos. Just two separate Malachos.
I need a little more, Avi. Back to Shmuel Barg. Actually, let's go with... where's Gekovich? I don't see Gekovich.
Oh,
Gekovich, lean in.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Mr. Gekovich, Yitzi. What does Havara Lechalek Yatzis mean? Ving Levy, what does Havara Lechalek Yatzis mean?
It means that the principle of Havara teaches us kind of the inclusion of the other Malachos.
Meaning to say, is there a pasuk where the Torah says Lo Tavashel B'Shabbos?
No.
But is there a pasuk where the Torah says Lo Tavashel B'Shabbos?
But there's a, yes.
The answer is, there is no pasuk, but it's as if there's a virtual pasuk. There's a virtual pasuk. How do we know there's a virtual pasuk? Just like you have an actual pasuk. By Havara, Havara teaches virtual psukim by every one of the Lamed Tes Malachos. As a result, if you do Borer and Bishul, how many karbonos do you have to bring?
Two.
Two. Why? Why, Ving? Why two? Ving. That's correct. That's what I wanted to hear. Because it's Shemos Muchlakim. Because it's like Chelev and Dam. Look now, once again, at the words of the Tosas Rid. We'll read it closer. Tosas Rid says, Mishamay Masrinam Be Perish, Kevon De Havara Lechalek Yotzis. Since Havara is Lechalek Yotzis, Ki Ilu Ksiv. It's as if it says, Lav, Akol Malacha Umalacha Dami. It's as if the Torah said, Lo Tavashel, Lo Tivne, Lo Tichtov Bishabis, Vahavale, and it's like Lav in Dechela Vidam. It's exactly like Chela Vidam. Shein Chalukim Zemizet, Vitzarech Lahasos, just like Hasra of Chelev has to be Nishum Chelev, and Dam Nishum Dam, so too, every Malacha you have to give Hasra B'Shem HaMalacha. That's the Tosas Rid, and that is telling you that everyone will agree that when it comes to Avos Malachos, if you hold Havara Lechalek Yatzis, Shemos Muchlak, like Chela Vida. Good? Now, take a look now. We're going to go backwards for a second. Please open up your Gemara to Shabbos Ayin Beis Amid Beis. And here I need you to look inside. Shabbos Ayin Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara here says that the two dots, Amar Mar, Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. Shabbos is stricter than other mitzvos. Shas Shabbos also Shtayim Behelam Echad Chayv Al Kol Achas Va'achas. Masha'en came b'shar mitzvos. When it comes to Shabbos, if you violate Shabbos twice, two karbanos. When it comes to shar mitzvos, if you violate chela twice, one karban. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Ilema da'avik sira utchina. If you did kotzer and tochein, the kabosei gabe shar mitzvus achal chelev vidam. That's the same as chelev and dam. Hachatarti mechayev, v'hachatarti mechayev. The Gemara is asking a question. What do you mean? What's the chiddush over there? If you do kotzer and tochein, you chayev twice, just like chelev and dam. Now, I stopped you midstream, but look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, please. So Rashi writes, look at Chelev and Dam. This is a Rashi that's worthy of underlining. Rashi says, Chelev and Dam is Dumya Ditchina Vitzchsira. Chelev and Dam is just like Tchina and Ksira. Why? Shehen Shnei Gufin. Holy smokes. What is Rashi saying? Shehen Shnei Gufin. According to Rashi, if you violate Kotzer and Tochen on Shabbos, how many karbonos do you bring? Two karbonos. According to Tosis Rid, why do you bring two karbonos? Shemos Mukhlakim, correct. According to Rashi, why do you bring two karbanos?
Two gufin.
What? Now, what? So, what does that mean? What's two gufin? It's like chamesh nidos. So, what is pshat in chamesh nidos, and how does that apply now to this Rashi, Avos is shnei gufin, not Shnei Shemos. So first of all, could be Rashi saying Havara is Lalav Yatzis, not Lachalak Yatzis. And therefore, when you violate Tochen and Kotzer, you're violating the Isser of Lo Tase Melach. That's the Isser. Binyamin, you want to say the Pshat in Rashi? Go ahead, say the Pshat in Rashi. Zinkin. Well, you might have to say Hasra lo tasa malach, and you don't have to mention the particular Av, because it's not a separate shame. Rabbo said, why is it that if you're boel chamesh nidos, you're chai five? Why?
Because there are five separate times where you should have remembered the halacha.
Yeah, but that's true if it's five of the same nida also. You should have remembered. It's a new act. Remember. Why is it five separate karbonos? Why, if you eat kutchim bachutz, once broiled and once roasted and once cooked, you're going to be high of multiple karbonos? Wow, Daniel Jaffe, that's, yeah, go ahead.
Because with the case of eating it outside and with the woman, they're differentiable, each different goop.
Okay,
so
good.
In this case, Rashi might be saying that the dam and the...
Not the dam. Stick to the malachas. Malachas. Yeah, you got it. You're saying it. Okay, what Daniel's saying is as follows. Is what Rashi's telling you is, now the name of the Isser is Lo Sasa Ka Malacha. But the Chiddush of Chamesh Nidos is even when you violate the same Isser multiple times, but if it has different manifestations, if it manifests itself differently, i.e., five different women, you'll be five chatos. Roasted, cooked, and broiled, multiple chatos. Here you're violating the same Isser, which is called Lo Sasa Molacha B'Yom HaShabbos, but you have different manifestations. There's a manifestation of that Isser in the form of Bishul, and there's a manifestation of that Isser in the form of Borer and Tochen, and that generates Gufin Muchlakin. That's how Rashi understands Avos. Now, final piece. Try and bring it home. What is the Chidush of Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says, if you do an Av and it's Tolda, you're chayiv twice. Be careful. Be careful. Do not just jump and blurt out a silly answer. If you do an av and it's told, you're chayiv twice, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Be careful, Binyamin, be very careful. Even though we're not in the same room, run upstairs and get upset. Go ahead, Binyamin.
And your guys are saying that it would be two different goofing, like what Rashi said.
Well, I want you to start off in the following way. I'm gonna give you a little help. Say like this. It depends on Tosfos and the Rashba. That's my hint. And I'm going to get you started further. If you hold like Tosfos, that Hasra'a must be B'Shem Ha'av. When you violate the Tolda, Hasra'a is B'Shem Ha'av. Go ahead, Binyamin. What's the story?
If it's Mishum Av, then it would be the same goof. Therefore, it would be going according to Tosfos Reh. That it is what's called Etzal Shemus Mechukim.
You get me confused? You get me confused? Benji, what do you want to say?
Well, I was going to say, we were learning earlier that if you warn someone for the Tolda, then it's the Av, it's not okay. That it doesn't work that way. So it's two different. Come back to me. Let me just formulate this quickly. Hold on, sorry. I just can't get it out.
Let me bring it home. Gavi, you're chomping at the bit. Okay, Gavi, let's go.
Is it possible that Rabbi Eliezer might hold that if you do two different avos, you would only be chayav one korban?
Absolutely not. No, that's not correct. Okay, one more time. Stay with me. According to everyone agrees within Tosis. According to Tosis, both Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer agree that the avos are shemos muchlokim, and therefore every av you violate is a new issa. The question is what happens when on a Tolda level. So Chachamim say, that's not a new iser. That's part of the av. It's a category. What about Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says the tolda is what? Is gufin muchlokin. It's a different manifestation of the same iser of the av. It's the av, but manifested differently. The av is you can't plant. The tolda is you can't water. It's gufin muchlokin. Is it a brand new iser? It's not a brand new iser. All it is a new manifestation. If it's a new manifestation, what's the hasra going to have to be? The hasra has to be in the name of the av, because the name of the iser is the av. The tolda is just gufin muchlokim. It's a chiyuv. It's a new chiyuv, but it's the same iser, just manifested differently, and therefore a new carbon. That is the sheet of Tosis. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, no, that makes no sense. You have to give hasra b'shem hatolda. Why does the Rashba say you have to give hasra b'shem hatolda? Then
the Rashba just says it because it's a different iser.
Because it's a new shem iser. According to the Rashba, his understanding of Rabbi Eliezer is that once the Torah expanded toldos and said mehena, that creates a brand new shem iser. And if it's a new shem iser, if it's a new virtual pasuk, then that has to be identified and mentioned in the Hasra. So what emerges is a little more here, but we're going to stop here. But what emerges is, I think a very, again, a lot of ideas over here, but a very fundamental vision of how we view. Let's just do one quick review. How we view avos, first of all. Avos, according to Tosis Rid, are shemos muchlakim. According to Rashi, avos are gufin muchlakim. But we're not going to sit in the world of Tosis, because Tosis is the cleaner pshat. Tosis Rid, Tosis, shemos muchlakim, and that's learned out from Havara l'chalak yatsis. So therefore you need hasra b'shem ha'av, anytime you do an av, and you chai for every single av that you do. But now that we go down to the level of toldos, so according to the Chachamim, toldos are not a new shem iser. If you do an av and it's told, you're only chai for the av. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a new shem iser. It's a new iser. You chai for the tolda. The question is, how are you chai for the tolda? What's the nature of the tolda vis-a-vis the av? So says Tosas, the nature of that iser is gufin muchlakin. The name of the iser is still the av. It has another manifestation now, a new manifestation, which is like chamesh nidos, a different manifestation of the very same av, and therefore you're going to be chai twice, but the hasra'a is still in the name of the av. Whereas according to the Rashba's understanding, Rabbi Eliezer, toldos are a brand new shame iser, shemos muchlakim, and therefore be illogical and would make no sense that you go ahead and give hasra'a on a tolda b'shem av, because the tolda is a separate new iser, is a brand new iser. And just tying this back in now to, you might recall, we had two visions of the Rambam's position when it comes to farek being a tolda d'dash. Cholev is a tolda of dash. And we asked the question, how can cholev be a tolda of dash? Ein disha ela b'gidule karka. And an animal is not gidule karka. Two answers. One answer was the Magad Mishnah. An animal, a cow, is gidule karka. Or the Birchas Avram, Rav Abba ben Arambam, who says, no, a tolda doesn't have to be the same as the av. So again, if your whole toldos are shemos muchlakim, a brand new shem iser, that would comport very well that the Torah doesn't have to be identical to the av. It's a brand new iser. It can have a life of its own. If you hold no, it's really part of the av itself. It's guf muchlakim, a different manifestation, but part of the av itself, then we would seem to require, as the Magad Mishnah says, that animals indeed are considered to be gidule karka. Okay, Rabosai, we will have a brand new, fresh set of Marmakomo, brand new sugya. I think we're going to open up that Mishnah. We're going to start going more straight instead of skipping around. This we did. So far, we've been learning sugyas. Sugya. A lot of introductory sugyas to Masechet Shabbat. And Amir Tzah Hashem on Sunday, we'll start with the Mishnah and start pushing forward and get into the malachas, malacha, and hopefully produce serious expertise in Sunday, Be'ezrat Hashem, the full schedule, which is very exciting to me. So don't get used to, meaning get unused to this 9 o'clock wake-up business. Those days are over. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll be davening on Sunday at 8 o'clock in the shul, in a...